880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, as we start episode number 311 here today, we're going to talk about Go Green with New Wave Energy Solutions, how you can get the government to pay you to go green and help you save money. Our UHealth special guest is going to be Dr. Daniel Jimenez. He's going to talk about seniors, Hispanic seniors, and exercise and the impact that has on depression. Should be really good. And then I'm going to talk about my experience at the Marlins opening day. Next week's show, to give you a little tease, Emerge Miami and Early Shares crowdfunding is going to be awesome. And now you can tell why I do this. It's because I love it. The market was down, but I'm way up. D, take it away. We'll be right back with Energy Solutions, Don Weidenfeld, Julio Gonzalez, and me back after this.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Hey, everybody, you only have one pair of eyes, so for LASIK surgery, trust your eyes to Bascom Palmer Institute. For 11 years in a row, Bascom Palmer has been named the nation's best eye hospital by U.S. News & World Report. I was there this week to have my eyes checked out in that rite of passage known as my eyes are going, and they were terrific. They loved the fact that I didn't have anything wrong with me other than the fact that I needed a 2X pair of readers. You know, Bascom Palmer's board-certified physicians, just like Dr. James T. Banta, the guy who saw me, well, they're board-certified physicians. They perform thousands of refractive procedures each year in the Bascom Palmer Centers in Miami, Palm Beach Gardens, and Plantation, and soon to be in Naples, are home to the most advanced diagnostic and therapeutic technologies available, not only for LASIKs, but for every type of eye care, so you can feel confident you'll be getting the results you're looking for. Visit BascomPalmer.org/LASIKs to learn more today.
Do you want to connect to the top business leaders in South Florida? Hi, it's Kevin Gale, editor and publisher of South Florida Business and Wealth, your new source for business insights throughout the region. We go behind the headlines to deliver in-depth news and profiles of the region's economic movers. Visit us at sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566 to learn more. Again, that's 954-377-9566.
And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, the first half of the show is all dedicated to going green, the new wave of energy solutions, and how the government will pay you to go green. And I think that by the end of this segment, you'll see that not only can you save money to the bottom line, but hey, it might even cost you a little less than you think, and you may even take some dollars and put them in your pocket. I want to welcome Don Weidenfeld. He's the managing member of Magnum Energy Solutions. You've heard him on the show before. We're going to talk about how you can save up to 40% on your commercial real estate operating expenses by working with Don. And I want to, before I forget, say high five to Billy in the back over there. He's with Julio Gonzalez. He's the CEO of the Engineered Tax Services, ETS. It's one of the only qualified professional engineering firms that have staff comprised of its own licensed engineers. They include LEED accredited professionals. They also have tax experts ranging from CPAs to a former IRS executive. So after Don tells you how you're going to save money, Julio's going to tell you how you're going to pay for it. Hey, Don, Julio, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. We appreciate the invitation.
Yeah, thanks, Jim, for letting us be here.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. Don, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about what's going on at Magnum. You got some really cool new products out there and some cool new clients, too.
Yes, a lot of new clients. It's a lot of business coming in from all across the country. We've actually gotten a number of utilities to subsidize our installations and our products, and they're paying approximately 90% on the West Coast in California. We're getting business in Arizona as well as New York and Florida and most of the other states in the country.
Now, I know there's like a bond program out in California called PACE Bonds. Are they available here in Florida, or are people paying cash? Or I guess I'm sort of stepping on Julio's toes, so we're going to get to that in a minute. But how about the bonds, Don?
Actually, PACE funding was originated in California to supply funding to all the contractors for energy savings products. And they have now instituted PACE in the state of Florida. They are starting down here in South Dade and then moving up through Palm Beach and Broward County and Palm Beach and up to St. Lucie County.
Now, Don, you know, we tout that you can save somebody 40% on their commercial real estate operating expenses. You know, on a cap rate basis, that adds up to a whole bunch of value you guys create. How do you do that?
Well, Jim, it's actually a relatively simple concept if you have the right technology that can handle it. We have two bi-directional two-way thermostats that speak wirelessly and batterylessly to an occupancy sensor. The occupancy sensor takes your body temperature and takes your motion, and when you step out of the room, it adjusts your thermostat to a predetermined setback to, let's say, 78 degrees when nobody's occupied. And that reduction in usage of your HVAC reduces your energy consumption by between 25 and 40%.
You're out to ruin my day when I stay at the hotel. I leave, snap it down to 65, and come back and the water's dripping off the wall, off the window.
Yes, that's us. We're the ones who are raining on your parade. But the owners are very happy with us, and they love the fact that they're not air conditioning a room when nobody's there.
Well, you know what I really love about it is the fact that it's all USA, made in America, yes?
Yes, correct. Every product we have is made in Ohio, made in the USA. We're bringing manufacturing back to the U.S., and our company, we take a lot of pride in that.
Well, you know, I know somebody else who takes a lot of pride in what they do, and that's Julio. Now, Julio, Don told us how he can come in and install his energy-saving equipment to somebody's commercial real estate, and then I guess you kind of take over from there.
I do. We really help with getting a lower payback or a quicker payback. And the way we do that is the federal government created an energy tax policy in 2006, and basically since then it allows property owners and investors to upgrade their energy efficiencies in their building and be rewarded from a tax perspective. So the tax benefit ranges from 60 cents to $1.80 per square foot, and it's based on how energy efficient the property is made or converted to. And so it can be a tremendous tax benefit for anyone that's improving their building through energy efficiency.
Well, wait a minute now. I add that up. Don, sounds to me like I may be getting something for free from you.
Yeah, exactly. Jim, it's actually a pretty interesting story. We took one of Julio's personally owned buildings. It was one of his smaller ones, 10,000 square foot building. We're getting $1.80 a foot in tax credit, and our installation, entire installation cost was less than $1 a foot. So the U.S. government paid over 100% of the installation costs and for the products, and Julio got to put some money in his pocket.
Now that's all legal, right, Julio?
Yeah, it's been legal since 2006, and it was really designed by the federal government to enhance energy efficiency in the United States so we could start bringing down our energy consumption. So it's a worthwhile bill. Unfortunately, most people don't take advantage of it. Because,
why not?
Well, simply because it's a tax benefit, but it has to be done by a licensed engineer. So the issue is that most tax firms or CPA firms that work with their property investors from a tax perspective don't typically have a licensed engineering staff. And so I think a lot of times it just gets missed. But it is definitely a great reward for making your building energy efficient. And it's one that obviously creates the payback much quicker. So it's something that people got to take advantage of. And I appreciate you allowing us to be here to make the awareness more throughout the country.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You do mention the country. So this is a U.S. tax program that somebody in Florida, somebody in the state of Washington, somebody in Maine, somebody in Southern California, they could all take advantage of this.
It's a federal tax benefit available to any of the United States and territories. And again, it's a phenomenal program because, like you said, if Don's putting something in for under $2 a square foot and we're getting a $1.80 tax benefit for them. Also, we supplement the benefit by, you know, getting a tax benefit for the inefficient energy assets coming out because there's a remaining tax value that we can write off. So when you combine the two tax programs, you know, basically you can upgrade your building at very little or no cost. And obviously, from Don's perspective, when you lower the energy, your building becomes more valuable.
Well, you know, I had an accounting class or two, and so stop me if I'm wrong. So we're talking about sunk cost and we're talking about depreciation here.
We are. So basically in the United
States. High five to me.
Basically in the United States, right, when you make improvements to the building, you have to write those off over a 39-year period. And basically what we're doing with this $1.80 is getting that tax benefit up front for the client. And also remember there's a value remaining typically in the systems that are coming out of service. So we get to write off the remaining benefit of that as well. And when you combine those two, you know, it could be $3 to $4 a square foot in tax benefits.
Well, that's, I guess, where it comes in that you can put some significant dollars in your pocket and still help America stay great then. Now, Don, tell us a little bit about how these products are designed. You brought a bunch of rocket scientists over. What's going on with that?
Actually, we've got a lot of engineers that work for us. One specifically, which is why you're bringing that up, we brought somebody in from Germany who built the German missile defense system. He now writes our software. And everything we have is 256-bit encrypted. So we are certified to stand on the GSA U.S. government's network. Because it is wireless, everybody, you know, in the past, they were worried about the security features. We have no security issues whatsoever. Our retrofits are easy because of the batteryless and wireless. And our engineers keep us with the greatest products in America.
So let me get this straight then. I got a hotel room. I want to put your products in or something like yours. Some people come in, they drill holes, they bang around. You come in and do a stick and go.
Yes, exactly. The only thing that's actually wired in is a thermostat. The thermostats, every space has a thermostat in it. There are pre-existing wires of five wires. We remove those. We put in our bidirectional two-way thermostats. Those communicate through, you know, the occupancy and window door that we just stick on with two-sided tape. We're in and out of any room in about 11 to 12 minutes.
So not only can the person up in the front desk see this, but the person at the home office can see this. It sounds to me like you got this, pardon the pun, wired for sound.
That is correct.
All right. Absolutely. Well, on my very bad pun, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with Don and Julio. They're going to continue to tell us how they can help us save money and take advantage of the government programs that really are available to you and have been for almost 10 years now. We'll be back after this. Big D, it is all yours. We'll be right back. we're running a little long there on the music because we're having some really great cost talk as the guys continue to come up with great ideas. We're going to talk to them in just a couple more minutes. But when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you have to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
It's time to dive in on April 10th for Fireworks Friday and Zombie Night at Marlins Park. Purchase the Zombie Night special event package to get a game ticket, an official Marlins Zombie Night t-shirt, and meet T-Dog from The Walking Dead. Order your Zombie Night package now at marlins.com/special events and finish the night with a post-game fireworks display. Don't miss Zombie Night April 10th at 7:10 as the Marlins take on the Rays. Visit marlins.com to get your tickets today. Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child.
It's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're talking about saving you money when you go green. We've got Don Weidenfeld. He's a managing member of Magnum Energy Solutions. And we've got Julio Gonzalez, and we found out that his firm is aptly named because it's engineered tax solutions, and in the back, Billy is giving Big D instructions. Billy's waving. Big D instructions. Big D, do not listen to Billy. He's an engineer, tax services guy, not a radio guy. Oh, I thought you were going to say something, D. He never says anything. I've been trying for 3 months to get him to say something. Anyway, Don, we're back, and we're going to start with you. Don, so we've been talking about the stuff is made in America. And we've been talking about that it can save 40% on the bottom line for your commercial real estate operating expenses. We've talked about how Julio can help people get that stuff paid for and put money in their pocket when they get the bad, the other old stuff out of service. Don, you were making a great point when we were off air. Roll.
One of the additional benefits when you're looking at the real estate, your income statement, one of the areas that you have no control over is the amount of energy and your energy cost structure. If you're able to reduce that energy cost by 25 to, let's say, 40%, it literally raises your net operating income in the property and makes your property more valuable, especially in a 6 to 8 to 10 cap rate type market. Anything that you put into the property to reduce that energy literally translates right to the bottom line.
Wow. You know, first of all, Don, I got to tell you, you've got a voice for radio, dude.
Thank you very much, Jim. I appreciate that.
And Julio, you know, Don is kind of tipping me off on something that we're going to talk more about offline tomorrow. It sounds to me like once everybody's done with this, they really need to do some kind of like tax appeal, because now their values are starting to fluctuate. And it seems to me like they need to have somebody help them deal with that, too. So we'll talk about that on another show. But Julio, so now Don's got the guy. He's all teed up. He's starting to want to use Don's services. What comes next from ETS?
Basically, what we do is we take the specifications of the building, we model it, and basically we have to show a certain savings percentage. And once we do that, we issue the certificate that goes to the client, and they file that with their tax return. And, you know, it's really a simple process.
Now, you need to be licensed or certified or authorized to create one of those certificates, pass a board certification, something like that?
Yeah, the IRS code specifically dictates that on this tax benefit, it has to be certified by a licensed engineer or contractor. And basically what we're required to do is model the systems, show the savings based on a standard by the IRS, and once we achieve those, we then can issue the certificates as the licensed engineer.
So then if an accounting firm doesn't have a licensed engineer on staff or a close relationship with one, this isn't something they necessarily would focus on.
That's correct. So we provide this service to many CPA firms across the country, and we're typically working with them to help identify opportunities within their client base, and also, you know, use it as a way to promote new clients as well. So it can work really well for the CPA firms because, you know, consulting is where it's most important for their clients. And obviously most clients over the last 10 years have done something to their buildings, whether it's new lighting, new energy controls, HVAC systems. So
hopefully they got that permitted too.
Hopefully they did, right?
Well, his engineers will let you know about that.
So, right. Julio, it sounds to me like some of your biggest referral sources are CPAs.
I would say it's a big part of our referral source are CPA firms. And obviously, we work with them and their client to see what the tax benefits will be and obviously let them take advantage of it. So I would say a good percentage of our business comes from CPAs. And then also most of our business as well comes from large real estate firms.
You know, I'm starting to get confused here about what's the chicken and what's the egg. I mean, I got to believe that sometimes Julio's going to bring Don in to help him with his, I'll just call it scheme in the good sense of the word, his proposal for how to reduce somebody's energy costs. And Don, it seems to me like you can bring Julio in to help you close a deal.
Yes, 100%, Jim. That's 100% accurate. Our businesses work in tandem, and Jim actually introduced us. And
oh, you're like outing me, Don. I'm supposed to be like this silent hand behind all the good
stuff.
No, it was
one of the best introductions I've ever had. Julio is a fantastic person, and we have clients all over the country that are installing energy management, energy efficiency products from Magnum, and we can actually go back to them now and bring them the tax credits and put more money in their pocket, just as the relationships that we have. And then in addition to that, we can bring Julio into the and Engineer Tax Services into the new businesses that we're talking to. We currently have we're speaking to a timeshare resort company that has 22,000 rooms in total.
Wow.
And
it's
a couple of dollars, and ETS can really come in there and give the tax credit that can pay for all of our products. So I can refer him business, he can refer us business. So
now, Don, you mentioned it's a timeshare. What other types of firms do you find are most helped by your products? I guess everybody is helped, but who are the people that stand to benefit the most? Who's the 40% guy and the 20% guy, you know?
Yes, it actually, we can handle any vertical, any real estate vertical out there, but the two best verticals we have are hotels and universities, and timeshares are another one, so it's actually three. So that being said, the reason being is those are where the owners pay the electric bills. And the tenants, in most cases, will push the thermostats down as low as they can, and then they leave for the day or whatnot because they don't pay the electric bill. So who are we helping? We're helping those owners that have to pay that, and it hits right to their bottom line.
Ooh, I have another one. Hospitals.
Yes.
Hospitals.
Absolutely.
I need to get you with U Health. Remind me after this, we're getting everybody together with U Health. My wife will make it happen because she's the real person that they love at U Health. Me, I'm just their service provider here on the radio, but they love it. Actually, that's, they love me too, but I can't. You know, I mean, I got headsets on. I mean, they're going to explode with my head getting so big today. So Julio, do you do a lot of work for quasi-public agencies like hospitals?
We do. On the nonprofit side, the public entities, the tax benefit goes actually to Dawn. So the government basically, when they did this federal tax benefit, said that in the bill that basically if you're a private real estate investor, you get the tax benefit. If you're the designer on a public building, that tax benefit goes back to Dawn. So, you know, Dawn stands to make some great benefits from the public work that he does.
Well, that's great, and I'm sure that Don realizes that and drives a lot of that money back in through his donations. I know that, now I'm not going to out you on this, but Don is, I'm sure, and I know Julio is too, two very philanthropic guys. We'll be doing tables at the Lawrence Kids event next year, guys. I can promise you
Wonderful.
That.
100%.
Oh, yeah. That's so great. Honey, write that down. My wife always listens to this stuff. She's the best. And high five to you, honey. I love you. Now, we've got 2 minutes left, so Don, tell people how they get in touch with you. You got about a minute to do that, and we'll wrap with Julio because he's our special guest.
Okay, Magnum Energy Solutions. I will give you my personal direct number. The number is 561-702-9000.
Hold on, you got to go slower with the numbers because we have a lot of Jets fans that listen.
Jimmy never ceases to amaze. You got to get that dig in there. 561-702-9000.
Even their no coach could write that down. How about, like, what's your website, dude?
www.magnumenergysolutions.com.
Thank you. The Jets fans appreciated that. Now, Julio, how do people find, engineer tax services on the internet? We'll get you some social media going soon, and also on a telephone.
Okay, so go to www.engineeredtaxservices.com and by phone, 561-253-6640.
You're great. I won't mention that you're involved officially with the NFL, and the thing about the Jets, I won't be able to say to Julio, but Julio's got a lot of interest in the NFL. He's a real big guy up at the NFL as well. I want to thank. Now, Billy, did you drive the guys down? Yes, Billy did the driving, so you guys can kibitz all the way up, make lots of people lots of money, save them lots of money, make America a stronger place, and help us keep green. I want to thank Don Weidenfeld from Magnum Energy Solutions and Julio Gonzalez from Engineer Tax Services. Guys, we got to come back and have some more fun. Billy, will you drive? He says he will. D, you're going to take us out. We'll be back right after this. We're going to talk with the UHealth doctors, and we're going to find out about the impact of exercise on depression in senior Hispanics. Oh my gosh, I got it all out right. D, it's all yours. Oh, yeah, we were playing ROCK in the USA just for Magnum because it's made in America. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. And that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and the personal assistant that you can call anything for anything, anytime, anywhere for 4 years. Always the best price. Always the best service, always Warren Henry.
If you're looking to connect your business and your rainmakers with South Florida's best business opportunities, then you need to get connected with South Florida Business and Wealth. To learn more, visit sfbwmag.com.
Oh, my gosh. D, I was having too much fun back here. I've got to remind everybody about UHealth again. And you know what I'm going to talk about this time? I'm going to talk about the fact that you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one, because renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, U Health Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com today.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
And now, 880 The Biz Traffic.
Several accidents and stop-and-go traffic. An accident northwest 27th Avenue northbound before the Palmetto Expressway. Galloway Road at southwest 76th Street, a crash there. Stop-and-go traffic, Florida's Turnpike Extension northbound between the Dolphin Expressway and northwest 106th Street. Also, the Palmetto Expressway southbound between northwest 58th Street and the Dolphin Expressway. Slow in-go there. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at TotalTrafficMIA.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and you know, the U Health, that's the University of Miami Health System. They bring us the brightest minds and the best care right here in South Florida, and U Health is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now U Health is in Plantation. What sets U Health apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to health care. You know, you may have many different things that are wrong with you, different health issues, but the doctors that take care of you, do they talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth they do, and I want to tell you about a special doctor at UHealth, Judy Wolger, who is always, it's my wife's PCP, and Judy goes the extra mile for my wife. She's available to her 24/7, texting and everything else. I want to give a high five and a thank you, because when my wife is in the hospital because of her end-stage kidney disease, Judy's there at 7 a.m. when she opens her eyes to make sure my wife is getting the best care that she can. And oh, by the way, one other thing that happened in the UHealth family this week that wasn't too positive, we want to give a high five to Dr. Frederick Brand, who passed away, unfortunately, this weekend. He kept many famous people looking young and beautiful, no more than my wife. He used to come in and sing her songs while he was working on her. Dr. Fred Brand, what a treasure for this community that we lost. It's unfortunate that us, the UHealth family, has lost just such a great doctor like Frederick Brand, but we've got people like Judy Wolger who take care of them. And I want to tell you, if you want to learn more, you can discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000, and you'll get treated like a star, too. Visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Wow, I feel nice. The sugar runs by. I feel nice.
All right. We've got Dr. Daniel Jimenez. We're going to talk about exercise and depression among Hispanic seniors. Dr. Jimenez, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's my pleasure. I didn't want to short sell you. You're another one of the key reasons why UHealth is a great place to go for treatment. Tell me a little bit about your study on Hispanic seniors and how they fight depression and how that coincides with exercise.
Well, I currently have a study looking at using exercise to prevent anxiety and depression in older Hispanics. So we take, could we then stem the progression that we normally see when people are left untreated in terms of having depression or anxiety? But it's not just Hispanic seniors that can benefit from exercise. It's any older adult, really, and anyone that is suffering from any sort of mental illness can really benefit from engaging in a regular exercise routine.
Well, I know that I'm nuts all the time, and when I exercise, it always makes me feel good. Is that because it releases things like, what is it, dopamine and endorphins and stuff like that?
Right, and there's a release of serotonin that's involved, and there's a little bit of dopamine that's involved as well, and the endorphins for sure. But it's also a sense of accomplishment. So just from your own personal feeling, you feel like you've done something, you've been productive, you feel much more confident. And with exercise also comes, you lose weight, you feel better, you physically feel better. And so all that contributes to a positive and healthy outlook in life.
Well, Dr. Jimenez, I'm looking at a photo right here on some of the PR material. Looks like you exercise all the time. You're a good-looking guy there, bud.
Thank you very much.
Now, listen, you're studying specifically Hispanics, so there must be some things that are specific to Hispanics, maybe some barriers to why they might reach out. Maybe they have different percentages of things like cardiovascular disease or obesity. What are some of these factors, and how do they figure into what you're doing with your study?
Right, and so the part of the reason I focused on older Hispanics, besides the fact that I am Hispanic, was because we were finding that the prevalence rates of depression and anxiety were actually higher in this population, in the older Hispanic population, than in the older majority whites. And the service, in terms of engaging in mental health services, was much, much lower in this population. And what we also were finding was the way they were conceptualizing the problems that they were experiencing, which were much more physically based. And so the treatments that we have available, which are effective in terms of using talk therapy or medications, just weren't lining up with the perception of what was going on. And so I saw this this lack and or this need, and I designed this study. And when I was trying to roll it out at the beginning, it was when I was in the planning stages of it, I interviewed some I did some focus groups and things like that, and I talked to folks, and they all agreed that it was a very good idea, that it was something that they would enjoy doing, that they would that the community needed. And so I went ahead and applied for a grant, a federal grant through the National Institute of Mental Health, and then it got funded.
Wow, that's a great story. And, we just read something in the UHealth 2-Minute Read earlier before you came on about Dr. Brand. God rest his soul. He always used to sing to my wife, beautiful things and help her feel good. And maybe he was masking depression. He used to sing Start Spreading the News to her. And he was 65. Robin Williams was older. It seems to me like this age group has got some depression. And if they exercise, my gosh, it seems like you said, they can start feeling better about themselves, and hopefully that helps even save one life.
Right, exactly. A lot of attention has been paid to the suicide of these very prominent, very important people in our society, and sort of what's been overlooked by that act is the fact that they were suffering so much that they decided to take their lives. And so what we need to do is that we need to make sure that that doesn't happen. And one way that we can do that is to actually look at how can we prevent depression? What can we do in order to minimize the effect of, when people feel depressed? Because oftentimes when people go and seek services and when they go and actually seek mental health services, it's the water is just way above their heads. They're drowning in this stuff. And so if we can take even one step further back from that, the problems become much more manageable, and then we can actually intervene at a very important and pivotal time in their lives. And yes, absolutely, we can. You know, if they did start exercising, if they were involved in regular exercise, I think a lot of their problems would have been mitigated. You know, because they're like you were saying that, you know, by Dr. Brandt, when he would sing, he probably was masking some of that, you know, some of the pain that he was experiencing, and Robin Williams for sure. So, you know, I'm a firm believer that I'm a firm believer in that the mind and the body are one and the same. There's no difference. If we can kill two birds with one stone, so if we get the body right, we can get the mind right. And exercise, surely enough, does that.
Well, gosh, Doctor. Dee, how much more time do we have on this segment? I just want to make sure I give the doctor his due. Doctor, we've got 3 more minutes. So, first of all, I want to thank you for bringing this topic up and allowing me to discuss Dr. Brandt and some of the other famous people. But, you know, in every family, there's somebody who may not be so famous, but they still may be struggling with the effects of the depression that comes on as they enter into that next phase in their life. You know, how do they find you? How do they get in touch with you? Are there still spots in your study that people can get in?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They can call me. I'm at 305-355-9063.
Great. I didn't have to ask you to go slow for the Jets fans, so I appreciated that.
I heard that. And so you definitely call me, or you can email me. I'm at D as in Daniel, E as in Edward, J.
Like Jimenez.
Eight. You're right. the number 18.
Lucky 18.
At miami.edu.
Okay, again, because we broke it up a lot, that was D as in David, E as in Edward, J as in Jimenez, at med.miami.edu. The phone number again was 305-355-9063. I know it's important that we get the word out. Dr. Jimenez, I want to thank you for coming on today and shedding light on a topic that a lot of people have to address but don't really think it applies to them. Everybody needs to have the strength and the belief in themselves early to look into this before it, like you said, the water goes over their head. Mental health is a very big untreated problem here in the United States and here in South Florida. And Dr. Jimenez, I want to thank you for taking the initiative to shine that light on that dark place.
All right. Well, thank you for allowing me to shine the light.
It's my pleasure. And keep on smiling. I love this picture. We'll be.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure. We'll be right back after this. I'm going to talk about my experiences on opening day at the Marlins ballpark. You will not want to miss this, folks. We'll be back after this. All right. You know, this thing called love, that's important. If you love somebody and they're a senior and you think that they may have depression or feel isolated and down, well, then get them to Dr. Jimenez. And you know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased all my Infinities, and I've got a bunch, I knew I was getting the best price each time because they guaranteed it. And beyond their best price guarantee is a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. And in that package, you get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a certified commercial investment member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right, I want to remind everybody that Lauren is walking. She was just in Gainesville. Lauren Book, go to laurenskids.org to join me and the people that care. It's Sexual Awareness Month in April. Go to laurenskids.org, donate to Lauren. She's walking 20 to 30 miles a day. She's losing toenails. She's getting sunburned. She's sweating. She's out there kicking butt because somebody needs to go out and activate the survivors in our community. You know, 95% of child sexual abuse could be prevented with education. Go and get Lauren's book on laurenskids.org. You can get Lauren's Kingdom. It helps you relate to your kids and tell them how they can avoid child sexual abuse. You know, you can help fund them by getting a Lauren's Kids license plate. So do us all a favor, but especially our future. Protect our future. Protect our tender, innocent youth from the people out there that are seeking to prey on them. Join Lauren. Walk with her. Donate. Shine a light in dark places. It's okay to tell. Go to laurenskids.org. God bless you, Lauren Book.
It's time to dive in on April 10th for Fireworks Friday and Zombie Night at Marlins Park. Purchase the Zombie Night Special Event Package to get a game ticket, an official Marlins Zombie Night t-shirt, and meet T-Dog from The Walking Dead. Order your Zombie Night package now at marlins.com/special events and finish the night with a post-game fireworks display. Don't miss Zombie Night April 10th at 7:10 as the Marlins take on the Rays. Visit marlins.com to get your tickets today. Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and I was fiddling around with the disc because what I really wanted to play and should have played was center field, but I'll remember that the next time I editorialize about the Marlins. So let's talk about opening day this year, 2015, Marlins Park, and the guy I went with is, that's right, you guessed it, Larry Zinn. Larry, high five for joining me at opening day. Larry drove his fancy, fabulous Jaguar. Oh, my God, it was great. I loved it. It came up. It drove up. What a gorgeous car. The only thing better looking than the car were the two guys that were in it. And I took my secret route. So all you folks that got stuck in traffic, I'm not telling you what my secret route is because then it wouldn't be secret anymore. Suffice it to say, if it took you an hour, it took me 5 minutes. We had a great time. We made great memories. High five to David Sampson for spinning the fact that the window with the roof was open. I got to tell you, though, Larry and I were sitting in the stands. We saw the big cloud come up, and I said to Larry, you think it's going to rain? He goes, well, Jim, I grew up here. You grew up here. We both know that if it rains, the wind starts to blow. The wind started to blow. And then, hey, Jim, you know that, you know, if it's going to rain, the temperature's going to drop. And, oh, my God, the temperature started to drop. And then I said, hey, look, Larry, over on Brickell, you could see the rain over on by, if you look on that brown beige building over there. And, oh, by the way, if it comes over across the American flag on Victoria Hospital, we own that deal. He goes, yeah, I know, Jim. And, yeah, it looks like it's going to rain. He said, how fast do they close the roof? I go, apparently not fast enough. And so I said, but it won't rain on us because we're still under the overhang. Well, it didn't rain on us the first half of the rainstorm, but after it sort of passed a little bit, it did kind of get on us. My gosh, we were a couple of sissies. We ran right up the ramp, got out, walked around. In fact, we didn't even make it around the ballpark esplanade there on the veranda there. Well, I forget what they call it there, that level, that particular level. And before we could get around from my seats directly behind home plate, as I like to say, we can call balls and strikes from my seats. We got halfway around. We're looking out like it was the batter's eye, and they're saying play ball. And now we still got to get halfway around the stadium. It was like the shortest rain delay I've ever been in the history of the Marlins, probably. But we made great memories. I can tell you that I barely remember last opening day. I do remember the first opening day because I was waving cars into a parking lot that one of my clients owns right by the ballpark that we've got under contract for sale. Sorry, everybody that's been calling. And we created great memories this time. I will never forget my time at the ballpark with Larry Zinn. And then what else happened? Well, when we were walking around during the rain delay, there was Billy the Marlin, my man. High five, Billy the Marlin. Oh, we had the best time with Billy the Marlin, who I've known as Billy the Marlin for many, many years. Actually, I saw him when Julio invited me out to his fancy digs at the Polo Club. Again, Julio, I know you're listening on the way back up to West Palm. Thank you so much for the invite to the Polo Club. And the best part about going was the fact that you had seats right on that lake, so we stayed cool the whole time. So great location for Julio. Again, thanks to Julio and Don for coming. And guys, we'll all go, oh, Don's going with me to my suite nights. And we'll have more suite nights at the Marlins. But let's get back to opening day. So I'm starting to see people get into it. I'm starting to reunite opening day to opening day with other season ticket holders. That's right. The people that sit around me, I'm recognizing them. For instance, I gave a high five to Gary, who sat right in front of me with his two sons and his lovely wife, Diane. I've known them for golly gee, well, a long time. And Gary's been sitting in front of me at the opening day, each opening day, so I know Gary's got those seats. And so he and other folks that have been sitting around me, like my buddy Howard, who sits behind me, we had the best time, and I want to say a high five to Ray for coming out too. They're making it a family affair. They're starting to get that energy together where it's really positive. The game, hey, the results of the game, it comes and goes. There's 160 of those games. You remember the highlights. You remember the Jose Fernandez home run. You remember, and I got to just mention it, D. Gordon slipping on his face after he dropped the perfect bunt. So you got to go out. You got to have fun. It's just absolutely a great time. I got, oh, and I want to say a special thanks to John Albert from the Marlins for coming by my seat and giving us goodie bags. He brought us the greatest goodie bags. Larry got a goodie bag. In his goodie bag, he got Henderson Alvarez ball. I got in my goodie bag a Hedainley Echevarria. That's okay, guys. I don't call the ball games, so I don't get the names right all the time, this the way they pronounce them. But Hedainey, he was the greatest. In fact, I got to meet him when I went to season ticket holder batting practice with my good friend Jason. And Jason's initials are J-A-K, and that's exactly what he did. He jacked the ball right out of the infield. So high five to Jason for that. At least he got it in the air. I couldn't get it off the ground. But Hedainey was there. We talked to him before the game. I mean, before the season ticket holder batting practice. It was great. So the point I'm trying to make is that it doesn't matter if it rained on opening day and the roof was open and people got wet. And oh, by the way, when we got back to our seats, all the peanut shells that were there were dry. In other words, it never really rained on anybody, at least on our seats. Some of the place did get wet, but where we were sitting, it really didn't. We got to walk around. We got to experience the ballpark. My wife is already all over me about what day is she going. And honey, I've got you the Saturday night games. You're going to go with me on Saturday night. My wife, she loves to go on Saturday night. We have a tradition. We go, we sit down, we watch Giancarlo Stanton hit his home run on his first at-bat, which, by the way, has happened both times I've taken her for some reason. So my wife has got to come with me more often. Then we get up, we walk around the ballpark to get a little exercise. We stop in the Taste of Miami, and I get some mariquitas and a beer. She gets the mariquitas and a water. And then, because she's my wife and she's the greatest, she goes and waits in line and gets some pizza for us. I go back and sit in my seat. So we all get back. We all sitting together in the sixth inning. Giancarlo Stanton comes up again and drives in some more runs. And then when it's the ninth inning, I go, honey, she goes, we're going to stay and see the end. I want to see C-Check get the save. That's right. She even knows how to say the guy's name, even though it's kind of spelled funny. And we go. We have a great time. D, how much time do I have left? Oh, my gosh. And that's why we love going to the Marlins games, and we love the music that they play on the show. I'm always dancing back here. The Miami Marlins, they're here. They're our team. We're going to embrace them, rain or shine. And that's the way we do it here on Freed On Business. Oh, yeah, and a shout-out also to my man Tommy from the Marlins. I want to thank our sponsors, Kind Snacks. Kind Snacks, I was on the phone with them today. The things that they do behind the scenes for philanthropies across the country are amazing. High five and hugs to Kind Snacks. Of course, South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, the CCIMs, Tarek Maddox, U Health, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, the Miami Dolphins, the Miami Marlins, Social Media 305, Lawrence Kids, Aztec Group. My gosh, I've got so many great sponsors. Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies at the University of Florida, U Health at the University of Miami. And of course, I want to thank you, our listeners, because without you, I wouldn't have a show. And why do I have a show? Because gosh darn, I love to do it. D, don't I? Yeah, D's already giving me the high five back. He's nodding and smiling. I want you to join our community. Give us feedback, comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Oh, Magnum's a sponsor too. At Freedom Business, at Jim Freed. That's my Twitter stuff. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, the website. The hits keep coming on the website. Don't stop. You can hear all the old shows at the website. It's www.freedombusiness.com. This is Jim Freed for Freedom Business. Look for us on 8:80 a.m. next Thursday. We're going to have Emerge Miami, and we're going to have early shares talking about crowdfunding. It's going to be awesome. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you so much.
You say you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. Ba-do-ba-do-da-da-da.